weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Cryer.
It's our fourth annual truckload sale. And have we got an irresistible offer for you? Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke Cryer and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbylukecryer.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbylukecryer.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Cryer.
License number 84417.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. It's our weekend special. Save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds, plus special financing and free premium delivery on most beds when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Sinclair's is now open, and after being sanitized from top to bottom, Sinclair's is now totally smoke-free. No smoking. You know Sinclair's has been a Montgomery favorite for decades. Johnny Sullivan and his staff are still here and ready to serve you right now. You can enjoy their favorite menu items with their limited seating in the dining room or convenient curbside pickup service. Everything you've come to expect from Sinclair's. Updated lunch and dinner menus include salads, sandwiches, pasta, and steaks. Call Sinclair's at 271-7654 to place your order, and they'll still deliver it right to your car. Or you can dine in. Sinclair's, now a no-smoking restaurant and a Montgomery tradition for decades. Call them, 271-7654, or check out their Facebook page. Now, totally non-smoking. Sinclair's.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie, Holly, and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
And now a star is born. On August 3rd, 1977, the world welcomed little baby Tom Brady.
Congratulations, it's a boy.
Doctor, why does his crying sound like that?
Because he's the GOAT.
Tom Brady, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Fox News, I'm Pam Puso.
There's still work to do, but both sides are reporting progress after the latest round of negotiations on a coronavirus relief package.
In the short run, meaning in the next few days, let's pass an enhanced employment package to make sure American workers on the unemployment lines are kept whole.
Assistant to President Trump, Peter Navarro. Hitting the airwaves.
The Trump campaign is hoping that their new approach in those new campaign ads, which is just to identify or try to define Joe Biden as a tool of the most radical members of the Democratic Party, is going to help them gain grounds in four swing states that do start voting earlier than anybody. That's North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, and Arizona.
Fox's Peter Ducey. Biden, meantime, is narrowing his list of potential running mates. America's listening to Fox News.
Celebrate on August 3rd.
It's August 3rd, the greatest day ever. On the 3rd of August, 1996, the Macarena becomes the number one song in the country. It would be stuck on the top 100 for 62 weeks. And now, it's stuck in your head. Have a great August 3rd, the greatest day ever.
It's 4:07.
I
know something that we celebrate today. Terry Adams' birthday.
Oh, my goodness, Timmy. The much beloved and glorious. Prime Minister of Playtime.
Yes.
And I have something to send him that he'll really appreciate for a birthday present.
Okay.
Because I got the ratings for clearing the air. And he did really, really well.
Good. Awesome. Good.
Let me just say this. Saturday, when we started this new Saturday morning show, the station had numbers all day long, which was great. We got people to tune in the morning, and they found things to listen to all day in Game Chat with Jay. And then Terry, 6 to 10, has definitely developed a hardcore following.
Mm-hmm.
I call that hard poor pornography. It's kind of what we do on this show.
Pornography.
Yes. I didn't do it.
James is waiting to talk, and then we're going to get a full sports report from James.
They
were great.
I want to brag on one of your sponsors.
Please do.
Bravo Farm Center.
Oh, wow.
Go in there, and you look around. Somebody... It may take them a minute because they're waiting on somebody else, but they'll come to you and find out what you're looking for, and they're not on point and say, it's over there. They'll carry you over there and carry you through everything to make sure you're getting what you're wanting, what you're going to use it for. They'll ask a lot of questions so they can help you get what you need.
Actually,
thank you.
We just added a new sponsor to the morning show called Bee Dry, which is a company that comes out and checks out if you have moisture issues, mold, that kind of stuff with foundations. And when I was talking to the gentleman that owns the company, he was mentioning that we're very serious about not trying to sell somebody something that we don't need. And I said, one of my sponsors, Prattville Farm Center, is on every Tuesday and Thursday, and Randy has made that point numerous times. He's like Donnie Turner. He's got a conscience. He doesn't want to, you know, sell something to a customer they don't actually need. And that's a great business ethic right there.
Well, it's not about sales. It's about relationships.
Yes, because they're long term. And one of the great features of my yard that Seth Spotlow can testify to, it's not just the things you know you can get at Prattville Farm, but my windmill. That's my favorite backyard feature.
Just wait, you're going to have a birdhouse soon.
Yes. And I'll be living in it.
Windmill and a birdhouse.
Okay, and soon to come, a doghouse.
James, so appreciate the call and the good words for Prattville Farm
you, James.
Center at
Thank
this particular
James.
Time.
Jay Quillen. Where's Jay Quillen at?
She's right here.
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
At 4:11 on News Talk 93.1 FM for the latest in the world of baseball, we go to our sports director, Jacqueline Tomlinson.
Well, I'm just a jack of all trades here. One day I'm a weatherman, now I'm a sportscaster.
I gotta tell you, this is one of the most amazing women you will ever meet. She's drives down to Florida She's, can I say great with child? Is that appropriate?
I mean, yeah, I'm large and in charge with child right now. Yeah.
I love you, Jake Wellen.
I mean, she could have done the weather on TV and used her belly as a pointer. The storm is here.
Really?
At least you've got something to set your bowl on.
So she's down there, and you got Hurricane ECS's hole or whatever it is, you know, off the Florida Peninsula, and this pregnant woman is on Deerfield Beach on the pier.
Talking about the cone of uncertainty.
Sending pictures. Here's what it looks like from Deerfield. I was so impressed. The only thing missing was the wobbly stop sign in your car.
Well, because nothing was wobbling. Like, nothing was moving.
You didn't make it up.
Yeah, I mean, the trees were just, you know, standing still. There was little to no wind, and I was like, well.
Oh, by the way, so you should know, Jacqueline, this is Tammy Burkhalter from Prattville Farm Center. We're back in the blue, which I know you'll appreciate.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's led the effort up in Prattville to let their police up there know that the community's got their back. And we're behind that 100%.
There's a group of us. I can't take total credit. My sister, Kelly Ingram, is a huge part.
Well, I love that. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I listen to you all the time.
Oh.
I always listen to her.
You should.
Because she's got that command voice. Like, when she talks, it's not like listen. It's like,
listen to me.
There's a power.
Yes. I feel
she
like I'm going to get smacked if I don't.
Yeah.
But it's not a power play. Yeah. It's just a matter of fact. This is the way it is, guys.
Not everybody can pull this off.
Yeah, I'm pretty black and white about things.
Yeah.
But not everybody can pull this off because some women would be perceived as bossy.
Yeah.
Or even bitchy.
Ooh.
If they were that, but not with Jacqueline.
Yeah, no.
It's just like, this is a mother, and I know she knows what she's telling me is right, so I better do what she says kind of thing. You know, it's just that natural reaction.
It's especially
when you give me far too much credit.
Especially when you flip the switch, because I mean, there's that lawyer switch.
Oh my God!
I mean, she goes from normal person to lawyer lady.
Lawyer lady.
She turns into Effley lady. See, Jacqueline will appreciate that humor, and so will Rosie. Yeah. But
I don't get it.
You don't get it.
I know you don't. Say.
But that's one reason why we love you, because you don't get it, and you give us a chance to explain what you.
Yeah. Okay. Now will you tell me what it means?
There was a famous lawyer who was actually kind of an alcoholic, but he managed to get into a lot of high profile cases, named F. Lee Bailey.
Bailey.
And I thought, well, let's see, F. Lee Lady rhymes with Bailey.
Ah!
So see what I did,
dude?
There?
You're funny.
Oh, yeah.
You are the funniest dude I know.
I'll tell you what.
You're brilliant.
Let's not go overboard. So, but the reason, first thing we want to get to with Jacqueline is sports and what's happening with baseball this afternoon.
Man, those Cardinals.
They got the Rona.
They got the COVID. Got the Rona.
The Cardinals do too?
Yeah. There's I think 13 players now.
Ooh. And support staff.
Now we call it the bird flu.
I know.
Yes.
Woo!
That was good.
What a month. Well played, Mr. Spotlow.
Thank you. I've been told
So, yeah. Cardinals and Tigers were playing, and they had to suspend the series because I think 13 players are positive.
Now, on the other hand, the Marlins, who were the first to become a disease riddle, they're resuming their season tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
So,
go Marlins.
What I get from this, Jacqueline, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like baseball is going to make this happen, and they're going to navigate these troubled waters, and hopefully the teams that haven't had an outbreak are seeing, hey, we got to follow the protocols so we can keep playing, keep making those giant checks that
Absolutely.
We're getting, and finish the season.
Yeah, and then the NBA, I don't know if you saw this morning, the NBA took a huge decrease in people that were watching.
Oh, that was our most electrifying story of the morning.
Yeah, they had a huge downfall in people watching, which is crazy because a lot of people are, I mean, I'm a big NBA fan. I love watching the Heat when they play. They got beat today by the Raptors, but that's fine. 5 points. But, you know, it's just like, if we could leave politics out of it and let people just enjoy the game.
Well,
you know?
That was our most electrifying story of the morning. I put that on Facebook overnight. And frankly, I was glad to see it for one reason. I wish sports would take a look and understand the country that they're functioning in here.
Well, take the lead of the NFL. Look what happened since 2016. The NFL has been nothing but going downhill. The viewers are not watching. Season tickets were at an all-time low, even before the Rona.
Mm.
I mean, this is not anything new. People need to learn, like, keep the politics and the propaganda out of it and just play the game.
But just to back up what she's saying, on opening night, and this is when all the social justice bullcrap started, Lakers-Clippers had 3.5 million, Pelicans-Jazz 2 million, baseball, the Yankees and Nationals had 4 million, Dodgers-Giants 2.8 million. Both of those series, we had to watch the kneeling and the disrespect of the flag. None of the baseball games got a million viewers following that. And
which is ridiculous.
And the NBA barely more than a million. So they lost over half their audience. When are they going to get their heads out of their ass and say, we don't come to you for leadership?
Yeah, like I don't want political advice or any type of how to live my life or recommendations by LeBron James or Dwayne Wade or anybody else. Like, they are so disconnected from this even Black Lives Matter movement.
Yes.
That it's like, just play the game, man. Like, you're getting paid multi-millions of dollars to shut up and be good.
Yeah, don't
like,
be.
Yeah. Shut up and your job.
You're so privileged.
Where's the exactly. Where's the gratitude for the country that made that possible for you?
Like, because we are so far from removed from the fact of how free we really are that people don't understand how good they have it. Like, you don't have these opportunities in other countries. So, like, why are you wanting to sabotage the freedoms that you have?
And
like,
then
you're an idiot.
Especially the NBA, then, you know, turning around and kissing China's butt every 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm not kissing anybody's butt, I'll tell you that.
When the shoes they endorse and so many products over there are made by slave labor.
Out of the sweatshops made by children.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. And that's another thing. Like, it really ticked me off this weekend. So, you know, we have, like, you know, national children's rights and all this, like, this pedophilia awareness and all things. Nobody's getting upset about any of this. Like, all of these things that are coming out about child abuse and child neglect, nobody's really saying a word about it. But yet, you've got all of these, you know, entitled NBA players that are kneeling at a game, and it's like the end of the world. I don't have time for that.
By the way, just as an aside here, another story this afternoon, Mayor Beetlejuice in Chicago had the police raid black churches to make sure that they were keeping their... In other words, you can fill the street with protesters and rioters, mass or no mass, but if you have more than 50 people in a church, you're going to jail. This should scare the ever-living crap out of
she's
everybody.
She's going down.
She needs to.
She's going to have to answer to God one day for this. Period of the story.
Very shortly.
Hey, here's a story about a teacher's union to show their disgust with having to go back to work in the school by making tombstones to scare the kids from returning to school.
Let me tell you something. That's horrible. You do this to my kid, we're going to have a problem.
Why can daycares function and schools can't?
They can function.
Everybody can function. We just choose not to.
And every reputable pediatric group in the world is saying kids need to get back to school, not just for the education, but for the social growth that takes place. You know, this idea of keeping everybody locked up in a house, in a room, in front of a computer screen, bad.
Have you listened to that video I sent to you today?
I have not.
I was like, you sent me a video?
No.
I get a video.
Greg.
I'll send it to you. I have it. It's up here.
Yeah.
And we
send it to me. I'm driving. I'm on my way back to the
dump. But understand, I got 5 videos here that are ready to play that we haven't had time to get to yet.
Well, Greg, what are you doing?
I'm talking to you. We're taking a break.
He went New York so fast.
We're taking a break for sports here with you, but can you hang on for a bit? Are you? What are you doing right now?
I'm just driving. I'm literally just driving back to Montgomery. I'm in the car with my 3-year-old, chilling.
Where about are you at the moment? I'm just curious.
In between Dothan and Ozark. You know the strip that has all those sketchy motels.
Yeah, the candlelight.
Yeah, the who's staying there hotel.
You got time then.
Okay, so.
Yeah. I'm just sitting here drinking my Gatorade.
All right, I promise we will get back to you before you get to, what's the place? I think it starts with a B, that after
Brundage.
Ozark.
Brundage.
All right, and by the way, Brundage is exactly 600 miles into the drive back from South Florida.
Is it?
Yes.
Look at you with your fun fact.
I've only made the drive like 80 times, so I know it pretty well. Don't go away.
If I lose you, I'll call back. Okay. If I lose service, I'll call back.
All right.
Be careful.
She doesn't even sound like she's in the car.
Mm-mm.
I mean, that's a great signal. All right, we are at 421 Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard. Has been providing River Region residents with great flooring at a wholesale price for 50 years. Their business model, we get everything directly at our warehouse at a wholesale price with no middlemen or jobbers to make the price higher. We have a team of people. I call them Jeff Mallinson's Merry Band of Floriers. There are people just like Jeff, outgoing, gregarious, who know the inventory. When you come in, I'm looking at doing this or that, and they can show you what you can do for this or that at the budget that you're working with. And by the way, make you the opportunity to do it 12 months good as cash for qualified customers if that's what you choose to do. So maybe you can do a little bit more. Just a tremendous group of people that for half a century has not messed with the thing that has made them great. And that's selection, service, and a team of installers that are their own. So anything they do, they're behind it 100%. Visit Georgia Floors Direct on Facebook. They've got a great page that has all kinds of decorating ideas for your home, plus updates on their latest inventory. It's a great experience from beginning to end with Jeff Mallinson and that group on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. Traffic at 422.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are incredibly congested right now on the Atlanta Highway right around Federal Drive. We understand there was an accident there a little bit earlier. That could be a part of the problem. Might want to avoid the area for just a few minutes. There's really a lot of traffic right there at this point. Federal Drive, Congressman Dickinson, busy outbound. We're busy all around the Boulevard, I-65 and 85. Moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery, but no issues there. We still have a very busy Taylor Road as well this afternoon. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. It's back to school time, and Premier Place has it all. Shop Cato Fashion, Sally Beauty, Professionals and Spa, America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Montgomery's favorite mattress store since the last century, and I'm sorry to say the amazingly successful last half of July sale is over. I was going to start a back-to-school sale, but that's kind of a sore subject with folks now. So Mr. Sandman Mattress is now having an awesome August sale. This sale will absolutely end on August 15th because that's when our Labor Day sale starts. What I am trying to say is Mr. Sandman is always having a sale on Central Alabama's largest selection of mattresses, beds, and headboards. We won't sell the cheapest of the cheap, but we do have a nice selection of budget mattresses, a whole lot of queen sets between $4.99 and $8.99, and our premium sets now include Beautyrest Black, Serta Eye Comfort, latex sets from Jameson and Sutherland. We also stock adjustable bases, and we have a few special purchase full-size adjustable bases on sale for only $4.99. We have added more bedroom suits, and we can special order. Come see us on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Mr. Sandman.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. It makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Rich Thomas.
Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy, Alabama's largest Coyote tractor dealer. The largest selection in the state. Test drive a Coyote today at Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Unlike last week, this week will be much drier. Very few storms to go around on the radar. In fact, the chances are isolated in the evening hours tonight. And the overnight low temperature drops to about 72. Tomorrow and Wednesday, high temperatures in the low to mid-90s both days. Rain chances not quite zero, but pretty close. Lots of sunshine both days. And maybe some isolated storms, perhaps, around Thursday and Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There's an epidemic in America. It's the amazing overuse of the word amazing. Here are examples from three recent TV shows.
Adele looks so amazing.
Wow.
She looks so amazing.
Oh, that Adele.
She looks so amazing.
That's amazing. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Oh, look at this tub.
Isn't that amazing? Your walk-in closet.
Oh, this is amazing.
It's amazing.
This is amazing.
You can help stop the overuse of the word amazing by using words like incredible, stunning, wonderful, or marvelous. Your help would be...
incredible.
Thank you.
That is awesome.
Speaking of amazing, I'm glad you mentioned Adele. The Los Angeles Angels have called up their top prospect, Joe Adele, not to be confused with the singer. And speaking of amazing, guess who's on the phone?
Jay Quellen.
That's right.
It's Jay Quellen that.
And I think she is absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you.
Did you want to give us the future on the Storm ECAS, or did you
want to... It was a complete dud.
Yeah, for Florida. It looks like the Carolinas will get a little wind and rain out of it, though.
Yeah, they'll be fine. Like, it's a complete
dud. Yeah! Woo!
That's what's so good about you. It's... You know, the weather people on TV are scaring the living bejeebers out of everybody.
Like, don't.
They'll be fine.
It was fine. So even my parents were like, are you sure you want to drive down? Because, you know, we're expecting a hurricane. And I literally was like, it's a Cat 1. It's fine. Like, we're not even putting the shutters up. Like, I'm coming. So it was.
Awesome.
It was. I swear to you that we have worse weather in Alabama on a Tuesday at 3 o'clock during the summer.
Like, yes.
It was not bad at all. I did not even have to use an umbrella. It was fine. It was just this big hype that nothing happened. And people have to remember, like, when they show you the scary pictures of, like, the Caribbean.
Yeah.
People live in shacks, okay? Yeah. It's not the type of structures we have here. So when you see all these people, like, wading through water and being saved because they lived in a shack and it got blown over.
And that's Donald Trump's fault that they live in a shack, you know, he's responsible.
Totally not his fault. They've lived in shacks for decades. I promise I've been there. Like, this is nothing new.
That's our future if we vote for socialism.
Well, yeah, and that's political. The thing that you don't realize. That's the problem, though. Like, most of these people have never traveled and they've never experience other countries and how blessed we are to live in the United States of America.
You know, one of the great lessons for me, we were doing a live broadcast from Jamaica.
Ooh, yeah. That's a fun place.
Have you ever been to Jamaica?
Yeah, man.
There's a freeway.
Well, we were staying at one of those sandals resorts. All expenses paid, of course.
Hey! Rocket ship.
Look at you, baller.
Yeah.
So, one of the options we had was horseback riding. But horseback riding, you go into the hills behind the resort, and that's when you see how Jamaican people
in the little shanty houses they live in.
Yeah,
I went to Labadee, Haiti. Okay.
Oh, that's even more impoverished.
You want to talk about impoverished, crime-ridden? Like, when we pulled out of the gates, we were going zip lining. I was on a vacation, so I wasn't like, you know.
You zip line?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is there anything this woman can't do? No.
Let me tell you, though, if you ever get the chance to go to Labadee, Haiti, they have the largest zip line over the ocean. And I mean, it's really cool. And my mom enjoys zip lining. So obviously, like, when I'm not pregnant or, you know, with child and I have a sitter for the other one, I'll definitely go zip lining. Best zip lining I ever did was in Alaska. Be honest with you.
They could actually probably string up a good one between our building and the one next door across the street. Yeah.
Or just do it like right over the interstate.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
There you go.
I'll test
That's
it
the
out.
Way to do it.
Hey, like if I had something in my backyard, I would totally hook up a zip line for Steven and just fling him across the yard.
Okay, speaking of Steven, since you're on 231 headed this way, after you pass Troy, about halfway, there's a nice little curve in the road, and it goes down, and it bumps. And if you get some speed and you tell Steven to put his hands up, it feels like you're on a roller coaster.
Oh, well. Yeah. And may I may not get a speeding ticket. How fast do I have to go here?
Not too fast, but you'll see it.
I know the dippy area that he's referring to.
The little dippy area?
Steven will love that, okay?
I'm going to try it out.
For everybody's entertainment, Rosie, Tammy Burkhalter, Seth Spotlow, Jacqueline on the phone, I want to play this one-minute clip I'm getting from everybody. It's Nancy Pelosi, and of course, Facebook is telling us that this video's been altered to make her sound intoxicated. But let's give it a listen.
I'm sorry, did you what?
To accuse a TV host of murder on Twitter?
I'm sorry, I don't understand. What did he do? Are you talking about Joe Scarborough?
Yes.
You're asking me about the appropriateness of the actions of this president of the United States? Like a child who comes in with mud on their pants or something. He comes in with doggy do on his shoes. What is there's a word somebody used to me?
For shizzle.
They said you would understand it better if you knew what a confabulator is. Confabulator?
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whether it's altered or not.
Yeah, but even if it was altered, you think they would just post the regular one? You know what I mean? And be like, this is clearly fake news.
See, it's not slowed down that much. If you look at her blinking, it's slow a little bit, but not bad. So I believe.
Well, the other person is talking normal.
Yeah.
Hey, do you still want a key lime pie?
Hell yeah, I want a key lime pie.
Dude!
I got another one.
Really?
Yeah.
Who are you going to give it to?
Well, she's on the road, but I can have it for you tomorrow, Jacqueline.
Deal.
Tammy's taking the one that's in the fridge today.
Hey, Seth, I'll split it with you.
Woo! Thank you!
You're welcome.
Yes. Rosie, I'll share mine if you would like.
That's awesome.
Sweet.
In the meantime, thank you for joining us. We hope, because that's the worst part of the drive, by the way, the part you're
right?
in. We hope we made some of that pass quickly for you.
I've got 61 miles, and then I'll be home.
Yep. Yay.
All right, so I would anticipate your time, where you live, probably to be about 5:40.
As a crow flies.
Yes, that's what the GPS is saying, 5:41.
How do you like that? See, I know the drive that well. I can calculate to the minute in my amazing brain.
I know.
Thank you for joining us, Jacqueline. We'll talk some more baseball tomorrow.
Absolutely. Have a good night, guys.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.
I just love the fact that she sends me the story about the Cardinals and Tigers being postponed. She's so on it. And I swear to God, she reminds me of Patricia Heaton from Everybody Loves Raymond, because she can make the same faces, give the same looks, and even though she is not an imposing physical presence, she has that body command. You probably know
Those
all about
eyes.
That, Tammy. Rosie doesn't need the body. She gives me the eye. Insiders, sometimes I have to go like this because I know something I just said was going over not mm-hmm. well.
Never.
She gives you the mom look.
But the ratings we got, oh my God. Dude. Highest ever.
They love the look. You got the
no,
look.
They, you know what they know? They know that I need it.
You know what they love? They love the rants.
Yeah, but I couldn't do
you
that in front
yeah.
of Tammy. I don't know her well enough yet.
Well, you do them in front of
She listens
What's
to
What's the difference of the radio and being in person? Actually, I might enjoy this.
Well, I got to have a reason to rant. I don't. You know, I just don't plan those. They just don't You know, they're not they're like kind spontaneous. Of
spontaneous.
Yeah, you look amazing today. Let's keep it that way.
Yeah. Well, you're looking good in blue, Greg.
Yeah.
Thank you, and thank you for backing the blue. All right. We're at 4:36. Time has truly slipped away from me in this hour. So when I say we got a little time for Rocky here, we got a little time. Rocky, what's up?
Okay. I was driving around listening to your show, and you and your co-host said something about seatbelts.
Yes.
Okay. Excuse me. Got part of myself. Well, I'm in my mid-70s, and I started out in the medical field in 75 in the military, got out, was an EMT 123, mm-hmm. worked for DOD as EMS, and was a nurse for 24 years. And I want to tell you, if you picked up as many dead bodies and mangled bodies, and I mean from kids to older adults, because they died or were tore up because they did not use a seatbelt that could have saved their lives or saved them from the injuries they sustained. You see all these people that I did. Let me know then how you feel about seatbelts, because they do save lives.
Nobody's saying that they don't.
Well, I know. You didn't. You're right. They don't. You just got a problem with it.
No.
But you're right.
No, it is. It's one of the most ridiculous acts of laziness. Now, when I'm on a highway drive, it's always on. But a lot of accidents happen close to home.
Within 5 miles.
Mm-hmm. I even had a lady pull off the wrong side of the road and clip me on the back of my car. She was parked on the wrong side of the road, comes off. I tried to get out of her way. I wasn't quite fast enough. It was in the neighborhood. I was a block from my house. And she gets out of the car and starts yelling at me.
Yeah.
Did you rant?
No. I don't rant at ladies.
Exactly. You just very take and good. Smile.
I'm respectful. But your point is right. I'm glad you called, and I hope everybody took it to heart.
I sure do, because it's, like I said, what I've seen, what I had to pick up, and live through with these people. I mean, children on up, and it's just...
I don't know how you have to, how you man. Do a job like that, man. That's got to be horrifying.
Oh, there was one day I worked a 36-hour shift with DOD, Fort Rucker, the Army Hospital. We supported the local community. When I drove back home, I lived in Auburn. I drove back home, and I just sat on the front lawn, and I just cried and cried and cried from what I saw.
You know what, Rocky? You may have saved some lives with this call today, because people are hearing it. They can hear the experience in your voice, and you've probably caused a lot of people to think twice about not being too cavalier about using it.
Yeah, and what kills me is the ones that stand their children up in the seat. Oh. I'm going, oh, God.
No, that's
they don't
no
know
excuse
how fast
that
child can go through that windshield.
Mm-mm. That's crazy.
Rocky, thank you, man.
Thanks, man.
Okay,
you
take care.
You did us a great public service today. 4:39. Speaking of traffic, got to check the roads. Randall, we will get to your minute in just a minute. And I've still got like 5 things I lined up at the beginning of the show that we haven't heard 1 second of, but we're having fun.
Yeah,
this is
that
what matters the most?
Woohoo. Right. Happy hour.
Yeah. Let's put the happy in it. 4:40.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Well, we have an accident on I-85 southbound, a minor crash. This is going to be right before the Circle K at Wall. Use caution out there. Watch out for emergency vehicles if you're headed inbound to Montgomery. Around the boulevard this afternoon, we are very busy. Got a lot of outbound traffic on the 31s. Busy on Atlanta Highway outbound and also Madison Avenue out of downtown. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has an incredible selection of SUVs. Small, medium, large. Choose your perfect SUV at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chase.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our fourth annual truckload sale.
And have we got an irresistible offer for you?
Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyluquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
License number 84417.
The coronavirus has devastated families and jobs here in Alabama. Small businesses are fighting to stay alive, and they need our support. But when Alabama businesses needed help the most, Senator Doug Jones turned his back on them. He sided with Washington, D.C. liberals like Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren to support blocking action on desperately needed coronavirus relief. Senator Jones put partisan politics ahead of Alabama jobs. Small businesses still need help. Tax relief would give them more flexibility and help keep Alabamians employed. It's time for Doug Jones to step up. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to pass S 3596, Safeguarding Small Business Act. Vote for needed tax relief and start putting Alabama jobs ahead of politics. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery has always been Central Alabama's go-to for custom decorated apparel. Now, in light of the continued challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic, we are truly in unprecedented times where you and your family's safety is paramount. As a result, we are all being asked to don new apparel in the form of face coverings. With this new challenge to protect our community, AKD has pivoted and is now offering masks in a multitude of colors and styles. Whether you're looking for a cotton mask with your company or school logo or a multicolor sublimated mask, AKD is your one-stop shop for all of your face covering needs. Their team is truly committed to serving Montgomery's River region with timely turnaround and competitive pricing. And they've even set up a custom design center for masks on their newly launched website. So if it's masks you need, AKD's got you covered. Start designing today at goakd.com or give one of their friendly team members a call at 277-8433 for their Montgomery office or 361-2133 for their Prattville location.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Unlike last week, this week will be much drier. Very few storms to go around on the radar. In fact, the chances are isolated in the evening hours tonight. And the overnight low temperature drops to about 72. Tomorrow and Wednesday, high temperatures in the low to mid-90s both days. Rain chances not quite zero, but pretty close. Lots of sunshine both days. And maybe some isolated storms, perhaps, around Thursday and Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Just like the old days.
season I've ever saw. A weekend long watching basketball.
I don't think you can underestimate the significance of the ratings response to both Major League Baseball and the NBA, because all I heard for the last 4 months while the leagues were sidelined, boy, can you imagine the country will be so starved for sports. I mean, 6 million people watched Tom Brady basically hit golf balls like he was at a driving range. That, just to see anything. And both MLB and the NBA got good tune-ins on their first night. Unfortunately, on those first nights, they chose to put on big public displays of social justice and all this stuff. And that's not why we watch sports. That's not what we want from them. And the ratings reaction was both profound and immediate. Like, we're talking, they lost over 50% of their opening viewership. And really, they're the only games in town right now.
That just shows you, man. Because, I mean, sports and politics are two different things.
I got a buddy. He served in the military. He lives in San Antonio. And he texted me the other night about the Yankees. Something good was going on. And that, you know, I love Aaron Judge. He's my favorite player. But I don't need to see a 60-second spot from the alliance of players, or whatever they called it, with the Black Lives Matter message. Which, by the way, when you see what's going on in the streets by the same organization, again, explain the unbelievable number of shootings and murders. Young kids getting killed every weekend in Chicago, New York, and other cities. And I don't hear anybody that seems to give a rat's ass about any of that. That's not the agenda. So I told him, I replied to him, and I said, to be honest with you, I am so turned off by all the social justice messaging, I'm not really into that much. And I'm a baseball fan my whole life, and I waited 4 months just like every other fan for the game to come back, but not this. And I don't know why they insist on doing it. NBA, I mean, the hypocrisy there is beyond monumental, because they all endorse products that are made by slave labor, Muslim slave labor, a lot of it in China. And yet they have the chutzpah to, you know, while they're making, and I don't begrudge anybody a dime in this country. That's what makes America great, that you can make tens of millions of dollars if you have a skill that very few people do. But I don't want to lecture from the back of your jersey. Stop with that. Stop pretending that you're some kind of a victim. It's just not going to go over with the people that have to work their ass off and maybe once or twice a year can, you know, take their family to a game.
They're destroying the game part of it.
They are. This is supposed to be fun. This is supposed to be our escape.
Yes.
And instead, you're turning it into another political prison. And
The only 60 seconds we want to hear is a cool commercial.
You know what I learned? I learned over the last 4 months, I was able to get by without it if I had to. And I'm real close. Fortunately, there was that, you know, opening night with baseball. I haven't seen anything since. They're standing for the anthem. I want this country respected.
You know, I'm worried about my football season because I'm a huge college football fan.
I really, at this point, if they just shut down the Cardinals because a few players tested in a game that's not really contact, I mean, I don't think you can get the COVID from sliding into second base, even head first.
I wonder what those guys did. I wonder if they were just didn't care and didn't follow any of the rules.
From what I understand, the league investigated and found that the players were breaking the protocols. They were not staying confined to their rooms. They were out having. I mean, you're talking about guys that are in their early to mid 20s, most, that are making lots of money, burning a hole, and they want to have a good time like we all did when we were in our early 20s and mid 20s. So understand that the discipline required to follow these protocols can be a challenge, but man, the commissioner already said, we've got to get this, as Barney Fife said, nip it in the bud.
Yeah.
Or they're going to have to table the season.
Well, the game depends on it.
Yeah.
If they don't follow the protocol, they can't play the game.
Right.
And if they don't follow, they should be fired. Because that's a lot
they
of money.
They definitely need to be fined.
Or something.
And if they're causing the rest of the team to lose time from playing, they should have to bear the burden of that also.
All right, Randall's been waiting for his minute, so let's give it to him.
Well, I guess so. Rather have a minute than not. I've learned that here lately. But since you're talking about sports and you're talking about panhandling, that man off the interstate right there, off the Southern Bypass, the one that hits golf balls, he was a Baptist preacher at one time in his life. And I thought to talk to him, but he says, just, you know, man, it's too easy to stay in that spot. And I say, I think if Seth Spott and Rusty and Tammy, you can have Tammy talk and, like, have them on an hour before you come on in the morning and kind of get Seth, you know, jarred up. He got so many jokes, but he got to learn that it's sometimes facial expressions don't cut it on the radio. And, man, Rusty can show in that, Greg. I mean, man, this man is a diamond in the rough. And that extra hour in the morning with them funny folks and Tammy talk, man, that'd be some good shit stuff. Because Tammy, thank you for listening to me, baby. Thank you. And, man, y'all T-Sheller. Y'all T-Sheller is a bomb and powerful. Y'all need to go check it out.
Thanks for the support, man. You are awesome. And way to go on editing yourself.
You made the most out of your minute, my friend. Thank you. Steve.
Hey, Greg.
How you doing?
I apologize for being random. I was at work and missed a portion of the show, but when I got out of my truck, you were speaking with somebody about talking about you might sell pies for your son going to college.
Yeah.
And I just had an idea. Hmm. And that idea is maybe you ought to consider selling your recipes, like do some kind of PDF form or something, sell your recipes for all those good breakfast dishes and stuff that we always hear about every morning.
Yeah.
Or maybe some kind of little cookbook or something.
Man,
that would be pretty easy to do and pretty cool.
Not everybody knows how to cook bacon the way you do. And it changes it. Whole different level.
Well, the pies, though, I've always wanted to do something big with the pies and find a place where I can bake them in number and then people could go by and pick them up and then the proceeds would go to show. And that's what it's for. See, I made a commitment to my stepson that he would graduate college without any student debt. So far, so good.
You're a good man.
Yes.
I try.
Good dad.
That's a wonderful gift.
Yeah.
Good father. That's what that is. Good.
Thank y'all. Love the show.
Appreciate
Thanks,
the good
Steve.
Words. But ran into, and I'm not because I'm evading or doing anything wrong. I just, the way taxes worked out last year, I got a debt to Uncle Sam that needs to be paid. So I want it, and I'm working on it. I've got some of it done.
$25 a month for the rest of your life.
No.
But I don't think, you know, for the pie, the quality, I've taught him how to make them. So he's doing a fantastic job. So what about a bake sale?
Next Sunday, I'm coming over to help you make like 50. We have assembly line, man.
I need to borrow William B's truck to refrigerate all of that.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. I need a place where I could assemble, bake, and refrigerate.
You almost need to rent a kitchen.
Commercial kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Thought about it.
Sell them out front, man. Keep them in the fridge. I'll stand out there. Sell your pies.
You could get like
50 bucks a pie for a good cause.
A pie truck. And you could ride around and play music and do the show from the truck. And
you could sign the top.
Yeah, that makes a key lime pie so much more appealing when somebody's name is autographed into the custard.
Not somebody, you.
Oh, yeah, right.
No, not in the custard, on the top, on the little plastic covering.
Oh.
You can Sharpie it.
I did that for Dan Black and for his sister, who's a listener and a key lime pie fan. We autographed her pie on the plastic top.
That's awesome.
You came up and did something with a pie up at Prattville Farm Center.
We did. It was for the
Humane
for PAWS.
paws, yeah, for Humane okay. Shield.
And we charged $5 a slice for the pie, and I think I brought like half a dozen, but people were bringing 10s and 20s and buying the slices, and that worked out really well.
I think it's neat that you've taught him your recipe.
Oh, he's got it. I mean, he's a perfectionist, Chandra. He just, you know, it's got to be just right. And he's done a phenomenal job.
I'll have to compare, so I'll need one from him as well as one from you.
There's one. Don't forget it.
That's his or yours?
That's his.
Oh.
But it's my recipe.
Well, I know that, but so I'm getting like...
Well, don't compare and contrast.
But just don't forget to take it when you leave.
Don't worry. I got a note.
I'm going to tote it. And
tote.
I'm going to give it to her.
You are from here now. Tote.
Tote it.
I try, man.
On the other side of the universe, within our listening audience from Prattville Farm Center, there's a place called Fitzpatrick Greenhouse. Monday is their day off, but sometime between now and Saturday, plan to get out there and take advantage of great value. I'm very descriptive, and I can talk at great length about the vibrant colors, the almost hallucinogenic brilliance.
Don't forget the smells.
Oh, yeah.
I love the
smells.
There's
that. There's a great olfactory component to it, but you know where you really love it the most is in your wallet, because you're getting amazing plants that were raised right in Alabama. That's another term I've learned here. That you can bring home, plus Clay Forer and the folks that work out there at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses can tell you exactly where to place them so that they thrive. In other words, this one needs, you can put it in the sun. I've got
That's
those
important.
In front of them. Yes. Mm-hmm. And they're doing phenomenally well out there.
They look
there.
Really good.
These need a little more protection from the sun. These need more frequent watering. And everything that we've done has worked out really, really well. And the best part is not only therapeutic to be out there in the color and the fragrance of flowers, but the drive out there is therapeutic because it's beautiful Alabama countryside on Highway 110, just past mile marker 22, and you'll see it on your left. Three enormous greenhouses, aisles and aisles of great plants that you can bring home. Cash Check Business, please visit them on Facebook. That's where you're really going to get the picture because they have 3D photos, videos, and more that show you the selection and the pricing of everything there is to see at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Now, here's another great place.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
I just realized that.
We were waiting. Seth and I are waiting.
Oh, yeah. We're like, she didn't even notice. God. I got one for you at next break, okay?
Okay. Yeah. Traffic and then Fox News in two.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Authority.